Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 6, Smelly AC. Ew. Again, I just want to, hopefully you can put up with my kind of crackly voice. I'm on this backside of a cold, but I'm getting over it, so I'll be fine. But I will say right up front, this is something that was really more of an issue probably in the mid to late early 2000s. I probably started dealing with it at the shop. 01, 02, all the way up through maybe 2011, 2012. Smelly AC. What do I mean by that? Well, the best description would be sort of the smelly socks, locker room type, mildewy, sort of sweaty smell. Not a lot of fun. What started happening just real quickly with AC systems is that they were trying to reduce the amount of R134A, which is the Freon that's been used in cars since about 92 or 93, up until just recently. That was the best, lower greenhouse gas issues Freon that they used. They wanted to start reducing the total Freon capacity of the systems. And so they started looking at ways to be able to make the whole system more efficient, so therefore they could use less Freon, thinking if there's a leak, a Freon leak, then the less amount of Freon that's in there in the first place, the better. Without getting too technical, R134A, which is not the latest gas that's being used, it is not a ozone depleting gas, which is what R12 used to be. Okay, it was a chlorinated, or R12 was a chlorinated fluorocarbon, so it would literally eat the ozone. Well, of course, that's been basically outlawed through the Montreal Protocol many, many years ago. And so this is when DuPont went to R134A, which it's no longer a chlorinated fluorocarbon. So it's not an ozone depleting gas. However, it is still a greenhouse gas, so it does contribute to global warming. Whether you believe that or not is another story, but that's what the scientists say. So the automotive engineers were looking for ways to reduce total system capacity. And one of the things they did with the evaporator, which is a part that is inside the car, and that's where the Freon flows through, and then the air flows through the fins of it, and that's where the actual cold air is produced. Okay, so when you turn on your AC, that evaporator is inside your car within the heater AC box, as we call it, and air flows through the fins. The Freon is flowing through tubes that are in the fins, and it basically, the way you make something colder is by removing the heat from it. That's how things get colder. If you want to make it hotter, you add heat to it. So what they did was they made the fins, the part the air flows through of the evaporator, closer and closer together to make the evaporator more efficient. The downside to that is that by putting them closer together, you know, part of what happens when you chill something, and we've all seen this, whether it be the iced tea glass or whatever, that water, moisture forms on the outside of it. Well, AC systems have, you know, a way of where that's supposed to be drained off, so otherwise it will stay in the car. Some people over, you know, a period of time have experienced where if the evaporator drain gets plugged up, you'll actually have water coming inside your car. But what was happening, excuse me, is that this water vapor and condensation would just stick, because the fins were so close together, it would just stick on the evaporator. Well, when you close your car up, and even if it's a relatively cold day, but it's certainly if the car is outside, you now have what's called a greenhouse effect, i.e. the car gets very warm inside. Well, let's see now. You have water that's not moving and a warm environment. Guess what you get? Mold, mildew. that's growing on the evaporator. So when this starts to happen by chance in your car, that's what you're smelling is mold and mildew, which is probably not really a good thing to be breathing in. For a while, there's basically about three different ways of getting rid of it. And I will say again, I must say at the shop level, I don't experience this as being a big of an issue that much anymore. I really don't. You know, part of it is, I imagine the design of the ACs have gotten better. The draining system has probably gotten better. The engineers certainly don't want to have to keep dealing with this and people complaining about, you know, the product smelling like a locker room inside. But I definitely had customers over the years that it was a recurring problem. Other ones, not so much. A big part of it is how often and how much you use the AC system. Again, climate is certainly a big issue. How humid it is, humid is it in the area, so on and so forth. The first thing that can be done, it does require, to do it properly, if you have AC microfilters or what's called cabin filters in your car, those should be removed first. But there are sprays that are available that would be similar to like a Lysol type spray, but they're designed specifically for the problem I'm talking about. And they are, you know, they do have a certain scent to them. They're trying to, it's not, you know, all perfumey, but there is a scent to it. But you remove the carbon AC microfilters, and you simply turn on your AC system and turn the blower on, and you spray this stuff into the air intake for the climate system. And just run it for a few minutes. And the idea being is that that spray vapor gets in there and coats the evaporator, and it ultimately kills this mildew. Again, it can come back. I used to have problems with it on my own car from time to time. I've got a 2002 530i BMW. It would come and go. I'll talk to you about another thing you can do that's even simpler, but that'll be kind of the last thing I mentioned. Another way, and I actually contemplated buying this machine and then I decided against it, is that there's what can be called a whole car treatment, where they basically, it's a machine where they put in this, you know, chemical mixture, and it produces a fog. And so they just literally pull the car in the shop, close all the windows, close the doors, and this machine is put in, and it puts in basically a fog that is then, again, you have the AC system on. And so it's drawn into the AC system, and it basically is a, you know, antimicrobial type fog that goes throughout the entire car. The reason I never bought the machine and I didn't like it was the fact that in reading, you know, reports from other technicians and stuff, is that it could start leaving a coating on everything in the car, whether it be, you know, the trim, the seats, the everything, which I thought, no, that's not good. The last way of getting rid of it, and the most direct and potentially the most beneficial or efficient, is where there's a chemical that is, they basically drill a hole in the side of the evaporator box, a small hole, and they inject a foam inside the evaporator box, which this is a very much of an expanding type foam. It's not hardening or anything like that. It just makes a lot of foam that it expands inside the evaporator box. And again, it's an antifungal, anti-mildew type of treatment. And so that's a direct treatment on the evaporator itself. You know, again, I never personally, where I live, I never had to go that far with customers' cars. And again, it over time, it seemed like this whole complaint kind of started to go away. I just don't really see or hear about it that much anymore or deal with it. Another thing that I did on my own car that's really recommended for anybody, but it does require a little manual operation of your AC system, is before you know, if you know you're going to be 5 minutes away from your destination and you're going to be turning your car off, on a BMW, there's the old snowflake button, which is, of course, your AC. If you're 5, 6, 7 minutes away from your destination, just go ahead and hit that button, and actually you're turning your AC compressor off. So yes, rather quickly, you no longer have cold air coming out. But what you're doing, what you're accomplishing, is by turning off the AC, It means there's no longer Freon flowing through the evaporator, which means there's no longer water building up on, or condensation building up on the evaporator fins. And because the AC blower is still on, you're now essentially, with all that air flowing over it, you're evaporating the water that's there. Okay? So there's not really even a chance for any of that mildew or mold to build up. So that's the whole thing on smelly AC. I be honest with you, I'm not sure how applicable this is anymore. Like I say, I don't really hear or see about it all that much anymore, but that doesn't mean it's not happening somewhere where you live because of humidity or whatever. So I hope this has helped. And again, by all means, please leave any comments or questions you might have. I may either try to answer them directly or it might end up being a future podcast. I appreciate your time and listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you again.